Thomas Massie grilled FBI director Kash Patel over the Epstein files. I'll play the clip in just one moment. But then months later, Thomas Massie was threatened by Kash Patel's FBI. Let's start here.
Also, I'm going to say this here on camera because it's important. One of Kash Patel's staff threatened my staff with a criminal investigation if we didn't straighten up and play ball.
I was going to ask you about that, but since you brought it up and I didn't bring it up.
I'm bringing it up.
Okay, you brought it up.
And so, like a criminal investigation having nothing to do, he said it was going to be a fraud. We're going to investigate one of your staff for fraud. Right. And he told another one of my staff this. If you guys don't straighten up, you know, if you want to play hardball, if this is how you want to play it or something like that, this member of your staff is going to get criminally investigated for fraud. A very specific threat.
That is Kash Patel, likely at the behest of Donald Trump, using his position of power to ask an aide to threaten them with a criminal investigation, which makes a lot more sense when you watch this video from a few months prior.
You replied, according to the transcript, there is no credible information that he trafficked them to anyone else. According to victims who cooperated with the FBI in that investigation, these documents in FBI possession, your possession, detail at least 20 men, including Mr. Jess Staley, CEO of Barclays Bank, who Jeffrey Epstein trafficked victims to. That list also includes at least 19 other individuals, one Hollywood producer worth a few hundred million dollars, one royal prince, one high-profile individual in the music industry, one very prominent banker, one high-profile government official, one high-profile former politician, one owner of a car company in Italy, one rock star, one magician, at least six billionaires, including a billionaire from Canada.
Now, Kash Patel was entirely keen on releasing the files before he got into office. So who on that list has enough power to prevent him from releasing the list, or at least spook him enough to get him to threaten Thomas Massie for wanting to release it? Well, Donald Trump, who has been railing against Thomas Massie for a while and is now trying to leverage his power to do a primary challenge against Massie, against Marjorie Taylor Greene, getting all of these people to resign. I believe Massie is now resigning, but Donald Trump attacked Thomas Massie and his wife. Keep in mind, John Jackson says, Thomas Massie's first wife, his high school prom date, died tragically. More than a year later, he got engaged again. So naturally, Trump is making fun of him. Total scumbag behavior. All of MAGA will defend it, from influencers to mouth breathers. Now, a lot of people on Twitter actually didn't defend this. They were mad at it. A lot of MAGA people were like, this is below the belt, man. This is terrible. Trump said, did Thomas Massie, sometimes referred to as Rand Paul Jr. because of the fact that he always votes against the Republican Party, get married already? Boy, that was quick. No wonder the polls have him at less than an 8% chance of winning the election. Anyway, have a great life, Thomas, and question mark. His wife will soon find out that she's stuck with a loser. Just purely vitriol from this guy, just spitting vomit out of his mouth. Terrible, terrible shit about Thomas Massie's wife, his new wife, and his unfortunately past wife. The only reason somebody would be that mad at Thomas Massie is that they do not want the Epstein files to be released, but it gets worse. Very quickly, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below. People have been commenting, hey Adam, I've been subscribed since 200,000 subs, and I just realized I wasn't subscribed. Fixing that now. So double check, and let's continue. Marjorie Taylor Greene then gets similar attacks, vicious threats amid Marjorie Taylor Greene blasts Trump for vicious attacks amid pipe bomb scare and death threat against her son. The Republican congresswoman warned that the attacks by Trump and others could lead to a harmful or even deadly outcome. Oh, I'm sorry, Marjorie Taylor Greene. You realize after 5 years of political life, 5 years of clapping on Trump's violent rhetoric against Democrats and other Republicans, these people that you deem rhinos like Mike Pence and Liz Cheney. Now you realize how dangerous his rhetoric is right when you take a principled stance on the Epstein files? She takes a principled stance on one thing, the Epstein files. Thomas Massey is a Republican who I disagree with on a lot. I guess he calls himself more of an independent libertarian now after Trump has been bullying him. But I disagree with him on a lot, but he took a principled stance on one thing, and Trump levies vicious attacks against him. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene last week blasted Trump for his attacks against her in recent weeks, suggesting his rhetoric could be responsible for a recent pipe bomb threat at her construction company. Then, hours after her post, the local police said her son had been the target of a death threat. I mean, before I even continue there, read this Substack post that we've been writing about lately. I mean, make sure you subscribe to the Substack below. It's adammockler.com. Trump keeps yelling at female reporters over and over. He yelled, "Quiet, piggy."
Quiet, piggy.
Quiet, piggy.
He yelled, "Quiet, piggy," during a question about the Epstein files. Gavin Newsom responded, "Quiet, piggy." He yells it again. He calls the reporter a terrible person.
Mr. President, why wait for Congress to release the Epstein files? Why not just do it now?
You know, it's not the question that I mind. It's your attitude. I think you are a terrible reporter. It's the way you ask these questions. You start off with a man who's highly respected, asking him a horrible, insubordinate, and just a terrible question. And you could even ask that same exact question nicely. You're all psyched up. Somebody psychs you over at ABC. They're going to psych it. You're a terrible person and a terrible reporter.
Dude, that's some...
I think the license...
That's some deranged shit coming from the President of the United States. And then Donald Trump does it again just yesterday.
And by the FBI of these Afghans who were brought into the U.S. So why do you blame the Biden administration
because
for what this man
in.
Did?
Are you stupid? A stupid person? Because they came into on a plane...
Okay, when you line all of these up, it paints a pretty bad picture of somebody who just derides female reporters over and over, never male reporters. He derides female reporters, then he attacks Marjorie Taylor Greene and causes death threats towards Marjorie Taylor Greene and her son. What did Marjorie Taylor Greene break with Trump on? The Epstein files. It's that simple. Quote, "President Trump's unwarranted and vicious attacks against me were a dog whistle to dangerous radicals that could lead to serious attacks on me and my family," wrote Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay, I'm sorry. I did not have this on my bingo card. Not in my wildest dreams that I think 2025 would bring the most radical of MAGA, then getting death threats from even more radical MAGA, and turning into someone who's not as radical because she's worried about the radical wings of MAGA. Two emails targeting her son, Derek Greene, were sent from the same address. One said, "I am going to assassinate MTG's son," and appeared to name him, though the name was redacted in the police report. The other said, "I already have the plane ticket booked. MTG's son will have his life snuffed out soon. Better watch his back." Derek Greene turned 22 in April, his mother posted at the time. It's pretty terrifying stuff. I've gotten a lot of messages like this in the wake of the Charlie Kirk shooting. And yeah, I mean, it's not good, especially when you get repeats from the same email. It means someone uniquely deranged is after you. And I think the key that I want to point out here is that the only reason this happened is because the FBI frantically redacted the Epstein files. Donald Trump refused to release them. Pam Bondi dropped the ball. Elon Musk called them out and said Trump is in the Epstein files. Then when Marjorie Taylor Greene helped Thomas Massey and Ro Khanna, a small group of bipartisan representatives, some Republican, some Democrat, filed this discharge petition, every single person who filed this has had their lives ruined. The Republicans uniquely so. Like, Trump isn't even going after Ro Khanna as much. He's going after all the Republicans so much so that them and their family members are getting their lives threatened. Remember, newly released internal emails show the FBI mounting a costly overtime-fueled sprint to analyze the Epstein files as political pressure grew to release them, called the Special Redaction Project. They spent almost $1 million, $851,000 on staff and overtime pay and facilities in Winchester, Virginia, in order to redact the Epstein files and protect Trump. It is incredibly absurd that Trump is able to threaten people over and over. Cash Patel is able to threaten people and get away with it. We're going to hold them accountable every single day on the Adam Mockler channel. Be ready for a great December and then even a better 2026. A bunch of debates coming up, a bunch of great content coming up. So subscribe below and peace out.